Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Connected to CMN Network. Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. You're connected to CMN Network.
WAWWP.
Currently connected to CMN Network. Good morning, 1100 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. TOTDIS. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. You're connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1300 hours.
NATJ testing. NATJ testing.
Currently connected to CMN Network.
AF8PDF, getting by.
Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. You're connected to CMN Network. Connected to CMN Network. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Good afternoon. 1600 hours. You're connected to CMN Network.
I'll be listening out. You can just check me in and out. NEW.
AWAGB got you loud and clear. TEAGON, did you copy my intercept, sir?
Roger, I copy him and him now. Is that correct?
Yep, and says my computer's Rob. This is TEAGBD.
Okay, thank you. This is TEAGBD, standing by Michigan Section ARPS CNET.
KBAWR.
KBAWR, got down to roster, Jeff. Anyone else? Michigan Section ARPS CNET, please call. KB9IAR.
Relay. KB9IAR.
Alpha, Delta 8, Mike Papa. Blood watch stays just a watch, and that becomes a warning for you.
Access code is KAGD, followed by WD8AXD. Mr. Jim, how are things in Washington?
KAGON and Mission RPSC Net. This is KAGBD. The name is Jim. I'm the EC for Washtenaw County. Siren test, we were due to have one last week, and we had to cancel that one again for potential severe weather. It's a shame, 2 months in a row, we had to cancel our siren test, and we had over 20 volunteers each time. That would have put a serious dent in looking at the number of sirens we've got here in the county. So we'll give it a shot again coming up in May and see if we can get a similar number of people out and start getting down the road with this. Let's see, on Thursday, we had a racy meeting here at the Washtenaw County EOC. Very good meeting. Quite a few people showed up. Good turnout. Everybody was real busy for 2 hours talking about the upcoming stuff we've got and some of the new things we're doing here. It's been a while before we got together, so we had lots to cover. Never even got to the dog and pony shows, but we got to the important stuff. Other than that, getting set to start putting out some gunning emails for the May SEC and starting to try and figure out what we can do for that one and see what we can get cranked up down here. Once again, we'll have a siren test that time, but it will be sort of a truncated exercise, but that's okay. If we can get people out and get them going even a couple of hours, it's really worthwhile. So with that, back to you. This is 208 Juliet Bravo Delta. Thanks for running the net.
All right, KHABD, KEADON, Michigan Section ARP on CNET. Well, yes, thank you for all you're doing down there. As far as the firing test goes and the exercise, I don't think the conflict, my expectation is we'll be done with the exercise in pretty short order in the morning. We're gonna run the exercise until noon, take messages until noon, but fundamentally, you know, you can get your work done in an hour or two and get out to a siren test if needed. The only thing you might have to do is the hot wash, but that's 12:30 if you can make it. Let's see, we'll go next to WDADX to be followed by KBA-SWR. Charlie, how are you doing?
Hey, Max, doing pretty well. This is WDADXB, Charlie in Kalamazoo County. Heard KW5 is Alpha Sierra, nice and loud down here from Menominee. Currently dodging the rain right now, but apparently it's all around us to some degree, and we're getting over the static. Kalamazoo County had a Reese's meeting on Wednesday night last week, and this coming Saturday, April 18th, the St. Joseph County Amateur Radio Club in Centerville, Michigan is having a ham fest at the Centerville Fairgrounds, 8 a.m. to 12 noon, and there will be volunteer examiner exams, and looking for a successful year number 7 of running a ham fest. Yesterday I went to Hudsonville. It's a very small ham fest, but it was nice to see the section manager there. So it looks like he was engaged in a lot of conversation. Despite the ham fest being small, it was nice to have Ralph come over to West Michigan. So we won't hold it. We'll keep it going. Sounds like there's a few District 5 stations on tonight, so that's good. Back to you, Max. Nice to hear you on there tonight. KEADON, WDAXD.
WDAXD, KEADON. Well, yeah, thank you for checking in as well. Yeah, rain everywhere, I guess. Just seems to be all over the place. We have rain this morning. Nicer this afternoon, and it's warmed up, I guess, even a little bit. Let's see here. That's St. Joseph, I had heard about it. That one's a little bit out of my reach as far as things down there and back. But let me think. Maybe I'll make it down that way. Let's see here. Next, we go to 88SWR. He's followed by 89IAR. Let's see, Jeff. It was good to see you yesterday. Kilo Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo, you're up for comments? Okay, not hearing Jeff, KB8SWR. Now they were doing some new work up here in Shepherd yesterday, and you saw extending the network, the microwave network, so they'll have further capabilities split up in this region of the state. Next, we go to KB9IAR, to be followed by M8NOR. KB9IAR, how are you doing there?
Good evening, gentlemen. Yeah, beautiful day in Battle Creek. Got up to 76 or 77. We're really enjoying that. Just parked on the air yesterday. Josh had one aeronautical mobile. Also with the USS Alabama in Mobile there. Getting to where we don't need the heater in the tent anymore, maybe next week. Next week I'll be going to Rue Bay. I have back to get to train. K-E-A-T-O-N, K-E-B-9-I-A-R. Alright, KB9IAR, KBATR, Michigan Functioning RPRT. Well, your signal came up from the check-in, so I was able to copy it this time. And because I hadn't heard you when you were checking in, so things must be shifting around a little, that's good. Always great to hear you on the net, and it's always neat to hear of your photo activity. You're inspiring me. One of these days I'm going to have to get out to a park and take some gear with you. Maybe we'll deactivate the company someday. Let's go next to M8NOR, and then I'm going to take a standby. M8NOR, how are you doing down in Kalamazoo?
Good evening. KBTON and everybody else on the net, this is N8NOR. Your 666 in Portage. Being here is Ken. Things are going well tonight. Just glad I was able to get on and I can hear you. Your signal's risen a little bit more above the noise, so I can hear you tonight really well. So I'm happy to report that. Other than that, not much else to report on the amateur radio front, because I did do the same thing as WD8AXB. I attended the last meeting, briefing meeting, and I'm hoping within a few months we're going to have some info, a path forward for a new Kalamazoo County EMC, so we can do some things with emergency management. Other than that, I will hand it back to you. This is N8NOR.
All right, N8NOR, KEADON. Yeah, your signal has come up as well, so you're sounding better here. There is a bit of a noise for today, and I don't know if the numbers that this could be the band BN, but the noise floor is a little bit tougher for us, but as it says, things are shifting around here. So, let me take a quick standby. If there's anybody else who'd like to check in to the Michigan Section AFPSC, please call now.
Are there any new ones? I don't know if I've been heard clearly, but I'm checking in again. This is KE8RR.
Okay, hearing none. Now let's move on. We got WEASA to be followed by KW5AS. Mr. Gill, nice job on the Region 5 watch comment.
Okay, thank you, Max. I appreciate that. Radio check. How do you copy me? Over.
I have you right to good readable.
Okay, thank you. I have you very right. I'd say you're weak but readable. Well, thank you, Max. Relays did it, and the band was really short, and because it was short, I had to rely on relays to capture stations, but we did quite well.
on the recent climb out, comment on 60 meters. We have 22 check-ins with all states. Represented on 40 meters, we had 23 stations with all states represented. And Eastern, we have 15 stations check-in with all states represented. And on DMR, we have 19 stations checking in with all states represented. So we have a wrap on all the states in FEMA Region 5. And that was a pretty doggone good mess, but like I said, on 60 and 40 relays are what did it. So, good night today. Yeah, let's see here, what's happening in the county, not much, pretty quiet, we're keeping a weather eye out, I guess, chances are we might get some empty weather on Tuesday, so we'll keep the weather eye out for that. I hear all stations are weak but readable, Skip up there in Menominee is coming in pretty good, but all the rest of the stations are no better than readable, just time, so. Thanks for running it, Max. It's been a while since I heard you. And let's see, I guess that's about it, only except to maybe to mention public service, station activity reports and PSHR reports are quite important. If you haven't considered filling one out, you might consider doing so. Because we put a dollar figure
on that, and that protects our frequencies. So that's all I got, Max, from Kent County. Wish everybody a good afternoon. Over.
KEGBD, WDA, USA, KEBLM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. So if I did the math right, I think you had about 80 check-ins on the room at FEMA Region 5 box down there. Thanks for the hour, I get to do all of that. That's did quite well there. Just as a real plug for that, if folks are not checking into that night yet, there's a couple things you can do. First off, is we've got 60 meter, 40 meter capabilities, D-Star, and DMR. Those are the four bands of modes that we operate on. You're welcome to participate. You don't need all of them. Any of those that you can use are welcome to join in. So we start the net at 4 o'clock on 60 meters, channel 4. We move to about 7280 kilohertz, at about 4:15, at the bottom of the hour, we go to D-Star reflector 024 Charlie, 024 Alpha, doing it from memory, folks. And the last step we make is at 4:15, we move to DMR, and that's cross group 21673 on Grandmaster. That's where we move our 5R. So if you've got any of those capabilities and you can't make it at the top of the net, just plan to try and get in around those time slots. Sign up at R58N, that's Romeo 5 Alpha November. Send me an email. I'll get to give you the right contact information. But anyway, look for the R58N group on roots.io, and if you subscribe to that, you can join in and get the announcement for. All right, let's go down the roster. We go to C5AS, followed by AD8MP. Mr. Skip, how are things up in Menominee?
This is CW5AS. I'm in Menominee, which is, for those who don't know it, about 4 miles northeast of Green Bay, Wisconsin. And we had our local court meeting on Thursday. And over there we're talking about setting up for the SEC, and they're looking at using Sarah, Victor Alpha Romeo Alpha, as possibly a means of communication. And they were looking into it. I'd never heard of it, had to look it up. I've been trying to see if I can reach anyone on VHF. There is a station listed, KBWQI is listed as having a zone 30 miles from me, but I haven't been able to find it or reach it. I'd like to see if I can get a hold of that. And also, I do have collecting dust, a basketball Ford Dragon from my old Mars base. That I hooked up used for a little while,
about maybe a decade ago, and just there's a result of a report up here. So I kind of
learned what's going on.
So those are some things I probably should look into.
But yeah, the people up here, they're kind of working on trying
to work with the FCC. But the thing is they, they're doing their best, but this is rural, and a lot of veterans don't have a lot of experience in that. So like I said, they're looking to try to out. I'd like to see if I can get a contact on VHF Patrick.
And if not,
maybe got actually ducked off that all voting looking back up. But we'll expect to see what holds a little at the same time and that's what it's going to do. So Ben, I'll hear back to you if we can get the 5 yards. Kilo Echo 8, Romeo
Foxtrot has concluded his comment. So back to you, this is KAJBD.
All right, roger that. Thank you for the assist. This is KEADON for the Michigan Section ARPS team. We are at the bottom of the roster. Is there anyone else who'd like to check in before we close? We'll go ahead and wrap it up. We have 13 check-ins today with a runtime of 28 minutes. We'll thank you all for checking in. I hope you have a good week ahead. Stay dry, stay out of the water, and stay safe. This is Key Electro 8 Delta Oscar November. We'll be closing this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Carnet. Returning this is a fully normal amateur use. This is Key Electro 8 Delta Oscar November. Out.
NAGVR testing, 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 out. NAGVR for one more test on the KCAUM test, 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 test out.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Connected to CMN Network.
Kilo Foxtrot. Golf Bravo Alpha. Test the repeater.
You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 1900 hours. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 2000 hours. Currently connected to CMN Network. Good evening, 21 hours. Good evening, 22 hours. Good evening, 23 hours.